Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today on Radio Gallery, I revisit my top picks from this past year of exhibits. Two exhibits curated here in Minnesota went on global missions of unity, education, and cross-cultural understanding, much needed in the year of 2017. The first is 122 Conversations, where Minnesota-based artist Anne Leibovitz did a Duluth Sister Cities exhibit where her work was progressive and visited all five cities. That is Rania, Kurdistan, Iraq, Vekwa, Sweden, Petrovsk, Russia, Thunder Bay, Canada, and Ohara Izumi City, Japan. And we look forward to this show coming to Duluth in 2018. Leibovitz says 122 Conversations is a gesture of friendship and sharing that intends to create compassionate connections and community through art, person to person, city to city, across the world.
This exhibition will be traveling in a suitcase, and inside the suitcase is a Tyvek bag that I have had created to house the entire exhibition. So the entire exhibition will be in a small suitcase, but it really has a reference to Duchamp, where he put his entire art career into a box. So this will be small in a package and light because it's created on Tyvek, which is an industrial material that is very, very lightweight. And everything will be rolled, but it will also be very large. So it will look like paintings. It will be have sort of a Mary Poppins feel. It will come from this small bag and really morph into these beautiful, brightly colored, almost like scroll flags that will roll down the wall. So it will really fill the space with vitality and energy in that effort and gesture of friendship. My heart opened in a really, really beautiful way. So the project has been in a way that I didn't know before and can't really even describe in words, so profoundly impactful to me personally because it's so humbling. People have been so gracious to provide interpreters and time and internet connections, and so many volunteers have really helped just provide a little opening so that people in their communities could share their story. And I've been profoundly inspired by the stories, and the work that I've created is really comes out of that energetically. So sometimes it's words where it's written. I've written exactly what people have said. Sometimes it's colors because, again, my words are in English, so that's really specific, and they're largely obscured because as an artist, I'm really interested in that palimpsest layering. That color can be felt and experienced. And so that's a kind of universal language. Although it may mean different things in different cultures, it's certainly emotive.
And that really is the crux of it. Art is an international language.
Yes. And the great thing about being an artist is that I can work towards positive social change in my own way, in my own studio, in reaching out in this way. And I think that we all can in different ways. And I think we need to work towards seeing each other and being together in friendship on the planet.
Also this year, the final exhibit of the Scandinavian American Sami artwork was submitted to the Worldwide Art Project Imago Mundi. And we spoke with Marlene Wizuri, president of the Sami Cultural Center of North America, as she prepared to travel to Italy this fall for the opening exhibit. Imago Mundi is a very large-scale project.
It is. Its goal is to document the art of the world. So it has collected work from literally all over the world and many of the peoples of the world. And it's under that category that the Sami collection is being included. The artists in the project are asked to contribute one piece of art, and it's only restriction is that it be 10 by 12 centimeters. That's about the size of a postcard. So each artwork is very small, but it is then put into this large collection, and exhibits are generated from the collection that are appearing all over the world. And an extensive website exists, and then hard copy catalogs are printed of each collection. and distributed to the artists and then made available to the public.
A couple honorable mentions before we go. There were extra film festivals in town this year. One in March called Building Bridges, an international film festival from the UMD Department of Foreign Language and Literature, with films from China, Russia, and from deep in the past. Also in February, the Duluth Art Institute brought a series of art films that bridged global political ideas with Frida, Pussy Riot, The Movement, and so much more. For Radio Gallery, this is Maya Jensen with a look back, sharing the global impact of Minnesota artists in 2017. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.